Vaginas are absolute magic, and Ollie is here to give them the respect they deserve. That means shame-free supplements made with clinically studied ingredients to keep your pH in check and your pleasure a priority. Put yourself on top. Go to Ollie.com today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Dairy farmers are more than farmers. They're climate caretakers. They see water as a precious resource. Most farmers recycle water up to four times, from chilling the milk to irrigating the crops. And some even use technology to turn manure into renewable energy. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hey guys, so today I am interviewing Laura, and we just met, but Laura, you have an accent. Are you French?
Yes, I'm not exactly French. I'm from Switzerland, but I speak French. That's why I have a French accent.
Very nice. Oh, I didn't realize you were from Switzerland. That must be awesome.
Yeah, it is, especially
expensive.
In the winter.
Expensive.
Awesome. Yeah.
I had a layover there. I have skied through the Swiss Alps, but I had a layover there for like, it was a long one, and I was shocked because I had been traveling all over Europe, and then I was like, wow, everything here is like double the price.
It is very expensive, yeah.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us your story, how many kids you have, your potty training story, and particularly like, were you working, any challenges you had, and how you worked through them?
Okay. So I have two children. One is now 3 years old, and the other one is 7 months old. So I only potty train my 3 year old, my 7 months.
We're only talking about one kid.
Yeah. So we'll talk just about that one kid. It's actually a friend of mine who read your book, and then she said, like, oh, I potty trained my kid and it went so fast. And I read a book and I was like, give me the book. And in my head, I wasn't supposed to begin so early. So right. I was like, yeah, I'll see when he's three or something. Right. And then she's like, and my friend was like, no, my boy was only two, just turned two. And I was like, what? And my boy was turning two, like 2 weeks from when we were talking. So then I was like, okay, give me that book. And then she told me the name and everything. And I bought the book on Apple.
Yeah,
like in a Kindle. And I read it like so fast. Like I was like, and then I was taking notes of stuff I should do, stuff I shouldn't do. And then it said, yeah, that I should wait. I should read, then wait. And I was like, I can't wait because my son is turning two now and I feel it's the right moment. So I was like, okay, I'm doing it. And I think I read the book on a Saturday and on the Monday I started. So I was really like into it, 100% committed because I was still on holiday. So yep. I had the week off.
I want to just say a couple of things, because one of the things you said that was so important, you said, I thought I'd wait till like maybe three and then see about it, right? And
yeah.
Then you said, in my book, I say, like, give yourself some time to think about this, right? Because that's what happens. It takes us a long time. And when parents wait till their kid is three, like a three-year-old's not terrible to potty train, right? But then they start thinking about it. Then they start getting freaked out. So by the time they're ready, the parents are ready. The kid is like even that much older. And so I love that you didn't take the time though, because you read the book and you didn't need that time. You're like, oh, this sounds good. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I was like, right in. I like it. Yep. I believe it. I believe it's going to work. I'm going. And I really went for it. And I was like, okay, I have nothing to lose. Like if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You know, what's the deal? And I was like, and if it works, well, then great for me. So I went in and really I did. Like I did it like religiously, like, and then I was always coming back and then to the book. Doing it. And then I was reading again. And then I was doing stuff. I took the week off, like you said, like I took everything off my calendar. And then I went and I started the potty session.
Yeah.
So it started with my kid naked, and he loves to be naked. So I was like, okay, let's go. Wait, do you want me to explain everything or do you want just...
No, just the highlights, if something went well or if something got stuck.
Okay, so it went actually really well. The really great thing I remember from the book was that we need like those three steps, he doesn't know he has to pee. He realizes he's peeing to, I know I have to pee. Yep. So like these three steps, like I really had always them in my mind. When I saw him starting peeing, that's when we put him on the potty. For me, that was such a game changer, like in my mind.
Right.
Because we would always, if I would imagine myself, I would put my kids on the potty and be like, do you have to pee?
Right.
You know, and try the other way. And this really, really changed the way I saw potty training. And I was like, this is so logical, because when he has to pee, that's when he is going to realize that sensation in him. And that's when you put him on the potty so that he knows when I feel this, I go on the potty.
Right.
And not the opposite, that I'm on the potty and I need to feel my pee coming or what?
Right.
You know, that makes no sense for him.
And it would also just be a guess on your part, which would be annoying. If I said, Laura, sit on the potty and pee right now, would you be like, excuse me, I don't have to go. You know what I mean? So it's so funny that we expect that. Right.
Yeah. And for me, that was really a game changer. And now when I talk to all my friends, I talk to all my friends about your book, I always say that first. I'm like, don't put them just like this on the potty and expect them to pee. Wait for them to have that sensation, to have that feeling, so that they can really know what's going in their body.
Yeah.
And to make that sensation and then actually pee in the potty.
Now, when you would share this with your friends, so one of the things that I hear online is people go, what? I'm not going to let them pee on my floor. And I'm like,
yeah.
They're 2 and 3 year olds. Like, we pretty much had pee and poop everywhere. Right? Like, it's so funny to me that people are afraid of like a little bit of pee on their floor. Like, haven't we all changed that really nasty diaper where we had to like throw away the pajamas because like it was poop everywhere?
Yeah.
So it's worth it for the cause and effect, because again, if you don't do that, you're going to annoy your kid by having them sit all the time. And then it's just going to be this power struggle. So when you said this to your friends, like, you have to wait, for them to pee, did they react to that?
So some of them, but you also know the ones that just got a new house or a new flooring, right. and then, oh, my new flooring. No, I can't. Yeah. I have to say that lots of people that I take tell me that, oh, but the floor. And I'm like, you don't care about the floor. And I'm like, of course it's going to happen. Or just like you said in your book, take off if you have really expensive carpets or expensive stuff, like, put something on it or like take them off for a while, because then I'm like, it's not for a long time. It's only like, I don't know, maybe 3 days where it's really a bit messy, but then it goes pretty well, pretty fast. So you should try. But yeah, this is an argument that people would tell me, like, they're a bit scared of the floor. Of
I
the just, pee
but I also think like, who has these nice houses that you can't get a little pee on the floor? Because isn't there like a spaghetti sauce and I feel like having kids is so messy, you know? Like,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's awesome. So that was mind blowing for you. And so did block one go pretty easy?
So block one went really well.
Okay.
Really great. Like, he started. Oh, and that's something else that I love. Like, it went really well, but with accidents. Okay. Like, great. Yeah. But then in your book, you also say that the mom has to be ready, not just the kid. It's more about me than about the kid, because if I don't believe he's going to be able to do it or so, then it's not going to work. So then I was in front of him and I was like, babe, I believe in you. You can do it. You're a big boy. And I was like telling him all this stuff. And then he would like do an accident or something. I would go far from him and I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? This is not going to work. And then I would put my face, my work face back on. I go back to him and I was like, okay, it's okay. Next time we'll get it. But I remember that I was struggling with my self-confidence because I was like, this is so early. Like, for me, in my head, this was really early. That was a week before he turned 2.
Yep.
So in my head, that was really early. And I was like, and I was also a bit afraid of telling people that I was potty training him, because they were, why are you potty training him so early? Like, he's going to get it by himself one day.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't it crazy that and when my generation, I've been telling this story all the time. I'm 54. And my mother wouldn't leave the house because she was so embarrassed about how late I was potty training. And I was 2. I was 24 months.
Yeah.
And that was so late that she was embarrassed. And here you are, one generation later, you're embarrassed that people think it's too early. It's crazy to me.
It's really crazy. And then most of my parents and most of my parents, I don't have that many parents, but my parents and other parents sometimes that I hear, they say, oh, but we did it pretty fast as well. But I don't know, the society really changed with all that diaper thing. Now I hear some kids that are going to school and still have diapers for the night or diapers when they have to poop.
Oh, yeah.
Or like
very common.
That's very, very common. So then I was like, okay, no, I'm not, that's not going to happen to me. And then I really tried really hard and I didn't tell, you also say that in your book, to not tell too many people or the people that won't like support you in your decision. I didn't really tell. I did it like all by myself and few people around me. By the end of the week, I think we were already in block two.
Yep.
By the end of the week, it was his birthday. Like we were celebrating his birthday with his friends, his little friends, my family. So 2 years old, huh? And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't go back to a diaper because now I'm... Now I know, then he's pretty far into it. And then I was like, oh, but it's going to be accidents and everybody's going to be like, why do you, did you take him off?
Yeah, high pressure situation.
Yeah, high pressure. And I was like, okay, you know what? Still, I'm not going to tell anybody. Nobody's going to notice.
Right.
And if there's an accident, then I just explain it really fast. But like, I'm not going to make a big deal of it. And then it was so funny because two accidents happened on his birthday.
Yeah.
But two accidents were when he was like almost by himself. So I could like really, and actually nobody even really noticed that he didn't have diaper on. So then I was fine with it. And then the day after this, I think we have barely no more accident. Like that was, and I think that's what was crazy. It was a high pressure situation with like people.
Yep.
And I was like, I could almost go back to put a diaper on him just for that, you know? You know, the just for that.
Yeah.
And maybe this would have like completely messed everything we did until now. But no, I hold on. And then the day after this, like he really, it clicked. Like we had barely no accident. Every time it was like pee pee and then okay, pee pee, poof, pee pee, jack, jack.
Well, yeah, for 2 weeks in or 1 week in for his birthday and a high pressure situation, he did good. Two accidents isn't bad because a party's exciting and fun. Yeah. And just so everybody knows who's listening, in that situation, I actually do approve of a diaper in those situations. Because again, like if you're going to be like, you know, and not having a good time. But also, I think it's so interesting. If we don't make a big deal about things, the people around us don't make a big deal about things. So like so many people are like, I'm potty training. And then everybody in their opinion. So now you've got everybody at the kid's party who has an opinion. Yeah. And you're like, ugh. So I'm glad he had his accidents like on the side.
And that's what I was trying to avoid. I didn't want everybody to tell me how they did it with their kids, how they did it, what we're supposed to do and not supposed to do. And I was like, I did this now and I'm fine with it, but I didn't want everybody to tell me stuff.
That makes it even more high pressure.
So then that's why I avoided the, I didn't even avoid the subject. I just didn't talk about it. Like he was naked under his little pants, but nobody knew.
And the other thing too, Laura, is I always say when you're confronted with that and a child has an accident, it astounds me that this is the only milestone a child has that they're not allowed to make a mistake.
Yeah.
If they're walking, everybody thinks it's so cute. They fall on their little butt. Oh, it's so cute. Pick them up. But if they're potty training and have an accident, oh, you're wrong. It's too young. It's too old. It's too this. It's too that. Like, what are you doing? It's amazing. Like, and so what I say to people all the time is tell your mother, like, what was the last thing you learned? And you were in a week and you didn't make any mistakes, you know? So we can have confidence as moms to, shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
What to do.
Exactly. I also tell that to my friend now. I'm like, I tell the same. I say, when your baby's walking and he fall, then you just pick him up, right?
Right.
So just up.
Clean it up, right?
just clean it up and keep on going with your days. So that was a big thing. But then after that, it really went really well. From then on, barely no more accident. And then my mom was new. That I was doing it. And I was like, Mom, I'm trying this. You really need to go with me. Don't put a diaper on him and everything. And she was like, well, you had no diaper really early too. So your son is going to be fine. So she was like, okay, give me. So I give my kid to her for the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then I go back and I'm like, so how was it when I went back at night? Did he have some accident or is it? And she was like, everything went so well. No accident. She said, we went to the supermarket. We did that. I was like, what? You went to the supermarket? Like, I didn't even, I've never been to the supermarket with him.
Right.
Without diaper. And like, she was like, yeah, I trust him. Yeah, that was so funny because I was scared she would be like, I don't know. I was a bit, again, I was a bit scared.
You know what's so funny too, Laura, I see this happen all the time. So with night training, right? And it's usually when the mom has one child, she's potty training and she's going to have the baby. You bring the potty training toddler to your parents' house and you forget to say we're night training, or, you know, you forget to tell them the whole process. And the parents, the grandparents see that the kid has no diaper. They know they've been potty training. They put him to bed and the kid sleeps through the night with no accidents. Because I swear to God, there's a consciousness, like a collective consciousness of like, oh yeah, we trust him. It's good.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. So it's so funny. So your mom was taking him out on all these outings. She's like, well, he's potty trained.
Yeah. She was like, yeah, that's fine. I trust him. I was like, yeah, me too.
And then, me too now.
Yeah, exactly. So that was funny.
Yeah.
And then you also say in your book that it's good if we try to do days and night. And so I was like, okay, let's try. I tried everything. And it went really bad. Really, I had to wake up a few times to change it.
Yeah, yeah.
His bed a couple of times. And then I tried also to wake him up because then I realized it was always around 1 a.m. that he would pee. So I would go wake him up. But he was so tired and really it hurt my mommy's heart. And I was like, okay, you know what? That's fine. Just pee in your bed. No. And then after a few days of trying, I said, okay, you know what? For the night, you're allowed to have your diaper because you're a big kid now, but for the night, it's a long time, blah, blah, blah. And then I tried to put a diaper on him. He didn't want. He was like, no. He was like, I'm fine. And I made such a big deal about him being now a big boy that he doesn't need his diaper. We took all the diapers and put him out of his room. So he was like, I don't want the diaper. I was like, oh, crap. No, he doesn't want a diaper, but he still pees in his bed a couple of times at night. So I'm screwed. So what I did, I said, okay, yeah, good night. Kiss, kiss, blah, blah. Without the diapers, I would let him sleep since I knew the first half of the night was usually always fine.
Yep.
And let him sleep without a diapers. And when I would go to bed, around 10 or 11, I would go and put a diaper on him.
Yeah.
For the rest of the night, so while he was sleeping.
Yep.
And then I would go back to sleep. And a few times I would wake up, the diaper would be full. I would just took it off without saying anything. I didn't make a big deal about that. I put a diaper on him when he was sleeping. No. I didn't explain. Yeah. I just okay, morning, chuk-chuk, whoop, and then back to the days. And then it started after maybe about a month of doing this.
Yep.
He started waking up. Maybe a 3 or 5. And he was like, Mommy, I need to pee. And he had the diaper on, but he didn't know
He didn't know.
So I was like, okay. So I would wake up in the middle of the night to take off his diaper and to put him on the potty.
That's crazy.
Have him pee.
That's awesome.
And then in my head, I was like, it was 5 in the morning. And I was like, you have a diaper on, just pee in your diaper. But then I was like, no. Go. You need to go. He's telling you. He has to be, you need to follow that. So then I would go, I would take off his diaper and make him pee. And usually I didn't put the diaper back on.
Right.
Because then it was
close enough.
Yeah, to the morning.
Yeah.
And then that's how we took it off. And really in less than a month, that's how we took it off.
That's an awesome strategy. It is a hard thing when the kid doesn't want to put a diaper on, but you know that their bladder is still not ready. Or you're not, it's just that in the middle of the night, I always say sleep trumps potty training. So if you're waking up 3 times a night to help your kid, that's too much, you know? But I also think it's interesting that you mentioned 5 o'clock in the morning, because most kids do, even if they hold it all night, almost all of us have a 5 o'clock in the morning pee. So this kills parents because they're like, I want to sleep. I want to sleep. And I'm like, yeah, but you just taught your kid to recognize the feeling that they have to go pee. You have to honor that. And by the way, you guys, that does settle out, that 5 o'clock pee. They usually can go right back to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. And like after that, it went really well. And he did the complete night again after a few days. But for a couple of weeks, then he would wake up in the middle of the night. It was always around 3 or 5. And then he would be like, Mommy, pee pee. And I was like, oh.
But that's great. Yeah. And but you know, sometimes I do say sometimes when a kid is having a hard time with night training, sometimes re-diapering them, it's for some kids, it's almost like a safety net that they can relax and their body can do what it needs to do. And it's not every kid, you know, and I always say, give it a try, because the biggest thing that I have in my work is so many people night training, they might stumble, they need other strategies, but then they think, well, never mind, the child's not ready. And then you have, like you said, I have kindergartners, I have first graders in diapers at night. And I'm like, guys, they're going to be going to sleepovers. And one time I had this one little boy, he was 8 years old, and he got so mad at his mom. He said, this is your fault. I need a diaper. I'm in second grade. You know, the kid was mad at his mom. So I think we have to like mix it. There's going to be kids who wet the bed always, but we have to try our hardest. And sometimes we just have to use other strategies. Like that was great thinking. I mean, I've never seen it play out quite that way, but everybody listening, give that a try.
Yeah. And it worked. I was like, again, I was like, I need to try stuff, and what works, works, and what doesn't work, doesn't work.
Exactly. So. Exactly. Sweet. All right. Was there anything else you wanted to tell us?
No, just that I had so many friends asking me about your book, but it's not in French. So you need to find someone to translate that book in French.
No, it might be in, hold on. It's been translated into 17 languages. So I don't know that we have France. I thought we did. Let me see about that. Here's the thing. I don't control the translations. That's a whole separate book deal. And so actually a publisher in the country has to contact my publisher. But I can't imagine. I know it's, we have almost all of Europe. So I'd be really surprised if it's not in French yet.
Okay, so maybe I didn't find it, but it's weird that I didn't find it.
And it might be a different title. So like I know in Spanish, oh crap, there's no other way. It only translates as oh shit, and they didn't want that on the cover. So they had to give it another name, and you know what I mean? So I'll check and get back to y'all.
Yeah, I'll check too. Because then I told all my friends about it, and then so many people like asking me questions, and like I tell everybody to do it. And then because so many people ask me, what was the steps and what was the blocks? That's why I did the YouTube video.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's why you should just do that. Yeah, that's awesome.
But then if it's in French, I will check again, maybe with another name. So then I can give it to my friends
I know quite a few people have done it. They've actually become a consultant, an oh crap consultant, and then they become like the language liaison. So there's a woman in Japan. It's not been translated in Japanese. So there's a woman who's a consultant who then kind of does the translating.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Do you have any wise words for mamas before we leave?
Go for it, mama. Yeah. And really trust your kid as much as you trust him with other stuff. Like just have faith in him because they surprise us in many ways.
Yeah. And when you just said go for it, it just reminded me too, one of the luxuries I feel like if you wait till your child has to go to preschool, has to be potty trained, you're going to put them in that high pressure situation. You had that luxury. You said it twice with the night training and with the potty training, which is like, let me try. I got nothing to lose. Right. And so that attitude is going to be a better attitude as the parent, right? Rather than this has to get done by next Monday because my kid's going to get kicked out of preschool. You know what I mean? So, so I like that. Just go for it, but go for it earlier than you think you have to.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, Laura, thank you so much for your time. I really
appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mama.
See ya.
Bye.